Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I see life and it's passing right before my eyes. And the best is the best. Don't regret it.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. We've got a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. When you get there, don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. We've got a lot of stuff you can do there. Will help you with your small business, whatever you got going on, whether it's an opportunity or a challenge. We've got something that you can read or listen to or watch at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Tom Anastasi, the author of The Successful Entrepreneur, America's Dream Done Right, TomAnastasi.com. We're talking about motivating employees, Tom, and we just got through talking about what I'm going to call targeted strategic compensation to help motivate maybe non-commissioned salespeople. What are some other things we can do to motivate employees?
You know, one of the things is find out what's important to them and latch into that. Now, this is more of the non-monetary motivation. Remember, we spend more awake time at work than any place else in our life.
Right.
And the people who work for small business are special because, you know, if they wanted the big benefits package, they'd work for a big corporation. Because small businesses cannot compete, you know, with the benefit packages of most big corporations. So what you have to give them is quality of life in return.
So you're saying customize it. Since we're small, big companies can't do customization as much because they got to make one rule and make it the same for everybody. But in a small business, you're saying I might have one employee who wants the money, another employee would rather have the time off.
Correct. Or quality of life, or being able to do something that they've always wanted to do. So, for instance, say they've always wanted to develop an ad campaign. You sit there and say, okay, do the ad campaign. And people will sit there and do a great job. Or maybe they're really good at decorating, or maybe they're really good at something. And this is how you motivate people, because employees of small businesses really want that business to succeed. Now, part of it is not so altruistic. Part of it is that, you know, if the business succeeds, they're going to do real well, and they're going to be able to jump and be in a position that they could never be in a big corporation. So your job is to sit there, just have a conversation. You know, what's your wish list? What are some things that you really want to do and grow and thrive, and I will help you as best I can. And you're going to find that that is going to make much more difference than anything in a paycheck possibly could.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you're exactly right about that. It's very important to understand that if a small business, when an employee works for a small business, more than likely they've made a decision. Maybe not too consciously, but that there's some reason why they're doing that. There's some benefit they're getting from this, and I'll tell you, that's one of the things we do around here is we try to make sure that our employees are able to take advantage of us being small. I'll put it that
way.
From the scheduling of work, you know, we don't have, our business is not an 8-to-5, you know, retail shop kind of thing. So we can be flexible with the hours, and we try to, you know, make sure that happens. One of the things you can do is don't sweat the small stuff. If you want to motivate employees, you know, don't try not to be as rigid about things that where you don't have to be rigid. What do you think?
You know, that is absolutely key. Remember, people are working for you as a small business owner, and give them that, because if they want it rigid, there's a zillion big corporations they could go to. And that's one of the things that will never show up in a paycheck that is hugely valuable and makes people really want to go to work, also really want you to succeed, which is kind of the whole point.
Another thing that I want to point out, Tom, check your position. Whenever you're developing a motivational a strategy or plan and you're hoping to get to motivate the employees, to get some, you know, to make them, help them be happy and whatever, check your position, because Tom, I've seen people try something like this, and they really were kind of ham-fisted about it. They didn't think it through. They didn't do a really great job, and they actually thought they were doing something really good. Turns out the employees weren't giving them credit for it.
Right, and a lot of it just has to do with the fact that some people are just so caught up in the business of running the business, which is perfectly natural. They forget just to take that few extra minutes every week just to focus on really what's important to the employees and do a temperature check of them. And it's that few extra minutes that can make the huge difference between success and struggle.
Yeah, you gotta, and I don't know, you know, everybody's different, every company's different, but you just sort of have to make sure that whatever you're doing for them is you know, really working for them and not just working for you. It's got to be good for both sides, doesn't it?
Right. You know, win-win deals, like we were talking about before. Find those win-win deals, and they're out there.
And what do you do? Shouldn't you ask them, you know, if you're trying to put something like this together, shouldn't you say, okay, if I were going to do something, if I were going to add something to this, if I were going to make something special, what would you rather have? If you were going to make a wish list, what would it be? You do something like that, Tom?
Yeah, or you can sit there and say, well, you know, this is what I'm thinking. I think it's good for me and good for you. What do you think?
Right.
That's a very non-threatening way of having that conversation.
Well said. TomAnastasi.com is the website. Tom Anastasi is our guest. He's the author of The Successful Entrepreneur, available wherever books are sold. Hey, Tom, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Absolutely.
Tom Anastasi, folks, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.